You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studio a very attractive young lady and very talented young lady, I believe from the Pennsylvania area. Is that correct?
That's right, Mike.
Natalie Zhu is here from the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, and we're very pleased to have you back, Natalie. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
The Kingston Chamber Music Festival is going to start on July 24th and run through August 4th. So you'll be here for a while, a couple weeks?
Two full weeks, which is something that I always look forward to in the summer. And yeah, everybody want to come to here, the Kingston area, to see the beautiful, you know, ocean and have some great ice creams. That's why all my artists are looking forward to come here to the South County, because it's such a beautiful area.
Now, you are the artistic director, right? So
yes, this summer would be my fifth year after I took over David Kim's position.
Mm-hmm.
This year will be very special because David Kim is returning to the festival.
And I'm sure a lot of people would be happy to see him come back again. It would be great.
Of course. After,
he was here for almost 20 years, I believe. Something like that.
Yes.
And so David will be coming back, and Natalie will be here, and there'll be a lot of other people that we'll talk about today. We also have a lot of music to play, and most of the recordings you're going to hear today are coming off a CD that was produced from 2010 concert, and it was the festival that was held then. And this is the music we'll be listening to, so it'll be similar to the music you'll be hearing at the end of July and beginning of August, not exactly the same, by different artists, right?
That's right.
All right.
That's something that's very special about, you know, chamber music, that each individual can offer something very different. And, you know, I think there's a saying that an art is, each art is unique, made by one mind, and also made by very individual. So when there's more than one artist coming, and they can create something very magical and something very interesting.
And something unique, right?
Yes, that's right. Especially when each one has a different character, and when they have the right chemistry together, that's something that nothing can achieve. Unlike an orchestra that, you know, everyone follows the conductor.
Right.
But here, I'm not saying that, you know, chamber music's better, but I love orchestra work, but chamber music offers something very different and shows different aspect in music. Right. It's very intimate and also is more communicative.
Right, and this is going to be held at the University of Rhode Island, the Fine Arts Center, right?
That's right.
Go for a unique experience, and it could be something that you'll never hear again, because as Natalie says, you put these musicians together and magic happens. We're going to listen to a piece now that was recorded off that CD, and tell us about track number 8 that you have there.
We have the Brahms. It's the Brahms Sextet, the first movement, Allegro non troppo. We recorded back, I think, in
2010.
Oh, right. My goodness, yeah. Time flies. this is a wonderful chamber music piece, and it has a lot of lyrical and also bring out the different kind of voice from each string. and I hope you like it.
Natalie, this is a lengthy piece, so we're just going to listen to a portion of it to get the flavor.
Thank you.
Beautiful music that's part of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, and we have Natalie's CD here in the studio with us that I've had for quite a while, and this is a CD that was recorded back in 2007, and Natalie, it's called Images, and great music on it. Tell us about the piece that we're about to listen to from that.
Those six images are a reflection of different kind of feelings and or different kind of images. This is a special project I had in mind between art and music. They really relate to each other. I like the first one, which you're going to play soon. It's called A Reflection of the Water. And the whole piece start with very calming mood, and then gradually move into more passionate. You can imagine the water at the beginning is very, very smooth, very calm, and in the middle becomes more bigger wave and coming. So it's interesting to see the difference between the rhythm, the colors, and you can imagine you're looking at a piece of painting, especially French painting. There are colors of dark color, the light color, and they're sort of vaguely mixed, mixed together.
Sure.
And that kind of feeling is here interpreted through sound. So I found it's very fascinating.
Excellent. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Natalie and the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a very pleasant evening, talking with Natalie, who is the Kingston Chamber Music Festival Artistic Director. And Natalie, not only is there going to be a lot of great music on July 24th, 26th, 28th, 31st, August 2nd, and August 4th, but you have a lot of people joining you. We mentioned that David is coming back, and he'll be here, but there's a lot of other artists. You want to talk about some of those people?
We have 23 artists coming. Six of them belong to a group called the Talia Ensemble, which is a New York-based contemporary ensemble, which they will share their expertise on their reading on new music. But most importantly, we welcome David, mm-hmm. because he hasn't been back since, I think, 2009. And who's going to play, I think, five out of six concerts. I think you forgot to mention one more. It's actually called the Founder Concert and Reception, which is on Thursday, July 25th at 7 o'clock. This is a special concert that salute to the 25th anniversary. In a way, it's a thank you concert to everyone, musicians and sponsors and board members, everybody in the community.
And that one's going to be at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, not at the Fine Arts Building, right?
But it's very close.
Very close.
Like
almost
half block. Yeah, half block away from the hall.
All right. And some of the other people that are going to be joining you?
There are some new faces, which I'm very excited. One of them is violinist Benjamin Beilman, who's a very talented young violinist who's very energetic and
just starting out in his career, right?
Yes, that's right. I think we're very lucky to have him at this moment, because in the next few years, he's going to be busy, like Hilary Hahn or Joshua Bell. I don't think we will get him that easily. So we're very excited to present him in three concerts. One of them will be a solo performance by him, mm-hmm. Who's going to play the famous Bach Chaconne on the second concert.
Okay. And then you have cellists, and you have bass players, and you have all kinds of other people.
Oh, yeah. Talking about bass players, we're going to invite one of our own.
Who's Elliot.
There? Yes, do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Elliot Porter is a household name in Rhode Island music.
Yes, who's great also guy. A professor at URI, mm-hmm. and who also play in the Philharmonic.
Right.
Not only him, we got two more local artists. One is Alice Shabaling. The other is Charles Sherba. I hope I pronounced correct. So we're very excited to include them for the opening concert, which is David and Friends. I know David play many times here with the Philharmonic.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Well, we could talk for quite a while about some of these artists, and we have a lot of music to try to fit in. So let's put two pieces together before we take our next commercial break, and tell us about track number two and then track number five.
So the first one you're about to hear is Dvorak's String Quintet in E-flat major, Opus 97. This is the second movement. It's the Allegro Vivo. It's very lively and almost like a folk tune, mm-hmm. and everybody enjoy the music. It's a happy
piece. All right.
And the second one we have is completely different. It's the Ravel Sonata for Violin and Cello. This is also the first movement of the piece. Is the Allegro. Ravel's piece is different than the Debussy, which you just broadcast. It's very vertical, very perpendicular. And this piece especially show off the string technique on mm-hmm. both cello and violin. And it's very, very difficult for the musicians. Here you have Julia Kahn and also her husband, Thomas Cranes. their husband and wife, and mm-hmm. they're a great team. The chemistry yeah. between them is just is superb.
All right.
I hope you enjoy it.
We will listen to those and take another short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are listening to music provided by the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, which is going to be held at the end of July, July 24th. Wednesday is the first date. There is a website you can go to, and the website, as soon as I can find it, here it is, kingstonchambermusic.org. So go to Kingston, T-O-N, chambermusic.org. Or you can even call 789-0665. So get more information that way. Tickets are available. It's a wonderful, wonderful festival that WCRI is very pleased to support. And Natalie, it's great to have you here in the studio with us to explain some of this and listen to some of the music that's been recorded back a couple of years ago. We're going to continue to do that. We have two more pieces to fit in today, but I know that off-air during the commercial break, we talked about the fact that you're very grateful for supporters and board members and a lot of people that do a lot of work behind the scenes, right?
Right. Since I took over in 2009, I was, you know, this was my first job as artistic director, other than playing the piano. And I realized how difficult it is to pull everything together. It's just impossible to do it all by yourself.
Sure.
They always said we're stronger when we work together.
Mm-hmm.
We're stronger than we're individually. So I think that really means something. It's all about teamwork. And we respect and we support each other. Working with the board, they trust me completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust them for non-musical suggestions, and they trust my all my artistic decisions, and which is very important. We support each other. And also, I want to thank all the sponsors and donors to make this happen, because without financially support, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be here.
Right.
So I just want to take a little moment to thank everyone for, you know, help us, you know, come to this point,
right.
Our 25th anniversary. And yeah.
And if you haven't been to the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, then this is your opportunity to help support that wonderful event. So do so. Get out. Listen to some great music. You don't have to be at every concert, but maybe take in one, two, three, or go ahead and take them all in. What the heck?
Yeah.
It'll be a great event. It's going to be at URI Fine Arts. And then on Thursday, the 25th, it'll be at the church right nearby, the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd. So all that happening in Kingston. And so at the end of July and beginning of August. We have another piece of music to play, of course, and this is going to be a piece from Natalie's CD again, track number 21, which is Goldfish, is that correct?
Yeah, the English, yes.
The English translation. We won't go to the French, all right? We'll leave the French to the French, and we'll just say it in English, but this is a track from Natalie's Images CD.
Thank you.
beautiful music provided by Natalie. And we want to one more time tell you that there is a website to go to get more information about the festival. It's KingstonChamberMusic.org or call 401-789-0605 and get your tickets. Sometimes things fill up and you may not, you don't want to miss any of this.
That's right.
And Natalie, there are quite a few people that we mentioned behind the scenes, the board of directors, all the people that work on the program. There's also sponsors that are involved with putting this on, right?
Yes. Every summer we have sponsor each concert.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to take a little moment to thank them. I would like to thank the URI College of Arts and Sciences and of course, you, Mike, Classical 95.9 WCRI, who's have been faithful to our festival.
It's our
thank
pleasure
you so much.
To do our little part to help out.
And then, of course, there's Belma Market, Amica Insurance, and Centralville Bank. And finally, thanks to Wakefield Liquors, who's going to sponsor our special event, Founders Concert and Reception.
All right, that's great. All those people helping out. And like you said, it takes a team, a whole bunch of people to make this work.
That's right.
So we're now going to go to one more piece of music to close off with. And this is kind of reminiscent of David coming back and welcoming him back because he used to play this piece all the time. Right?
That's right. This is one of his staple work. He plays almost every summer.
Well, thank you, Natalie, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. See you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.